Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Pastor Corey Brooks, are you there? Good morning, sir.
I'm here, John. How are you doing today?
There he is, the pastor from New Beginnings Church and the Opportunity Center, which is being built on the south side of Chicago. Are you in the city for the new year, sir?
No, unfortunately, we're not in the city. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's where we are. And yeah, made it to Atlanta. So we're here and we just finished walking the first part of the day, going to have lunch and then head back, keep on walking.
This is a big, I think, city for you. Pastor Corey Brooks is trying to raise money and awareness for this center they're building on the south side. The cranes are there. The foundation and walls are going up on Martin Luther King Drive. So he's walking from New York City to Los Angeles and spreading the gospel as he goes. And Atlanta, what's in store there? What are you going to do when you're in Atlanta?
So we're just walking, and we're trying to hook up with the monks. There's a group of monks who are walking, too, so I think we're going to end up bumping into them. We're trying to. They're walking for peace to Washington, D.C. from, I think, Texas somewhere, and they're getting a lot of coverage. But and then we got a on tomorrow, we got a couple of...
We'll reconnect with him. Hey, Neil, did you catch that? We just lost Corey. You can bring him back up. That's a sentence you don't hear that often. We're trying to hook up with the monks.
that won't happen in 2026. We're getting that all out of our system right now, John.
The bunk, where the phone calls
drop. That's not going to be a problem in the future.
And for those of you, this is Inside Baseball, but that's not us. That's them. That's AT&T. And I don't know how or when that's ever going to get fixed, but that's the way phone calls in Chicago work on radio stations. But we've got Pastor Brooks back. Hey, Corey, you're still there.
Sorry about that.
It wasn't you. So, lo and behold, there you are with this walk, and then here come a bunch of monks coming the other way. You're going to maybe... It's like, hey, this is my bit. Get out of the way, dude. You're stealing my spotlight.
Hey, move on out of the way. Hey, and John, they even have the dog, man. I'm like, man, they got the dog. We should have got a dog.
If you go to, what should we do? Tell people to go to projecthood.org, projecthood.org, Corey Brooks?
Yeah, projecthood.org, and they can find out about the walk. They can see what we're doing. And, of course, they can go to any of our social media platforms on X and Facebook and Instagram as well. But, yeah, projecthood.org. And we want to say thanks for all the support this year that everybody has given us, the generosity. And I want to thank you, too, for having us on the show so many times.
Strike two.
It's kind of funny and it's kind of sad.
I know.
Kind of tragic, isn't it? You're the man's taking the time to pull up, walking across America, and we can't keep a phone line open for him. If we don't reconnect with him in the next minute or so, then I'll just carry the water for him and say, if you want to be part of that, and so many of you have, just go to projecthood.org, projecthood.org. Pastor Corey Brooks has had problems with his legs and his feet. He is walking across the country, and he is, and it's funny because he starts in New York, and I thought, well, that'll be great. He'll go through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana. He'll come right through Peoria or Chicago, and next thing you know, he's in Los Angeles. But he's sort of to stay out of the bad weather. You're smart to not have come through Chicago this time of year, Corey, because... We've had snow, ice, freezing temperatures. What's the weather like in Atlanta today?
It's a little chilly, but not as severe as Chicago. But it's probably in the upper 50s today.
Yeah.
It's walkable weather.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely not Chicago weather.
So do you know exactly where you are? Like, we've got listeners around the country, and some of our listeners here have family in the Atlanta area. If they wanted to come out and wave or throw dollar bills at you, where exactly are
you
right now?
Right now, we're standing right in front of Morehouse College.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, that's where we stopped at to take some pictures. So that's where we are right now, Morehouse College. We have some kids from the track team that are walking with us. So that's where we are. And we'll be in that area for another hour or two.
I think it's great the way you've engaged all of the towns that you walk through. Evidently, your advanced team is pretty good because it seems like every time we talk to you, you were doing something with a local church, a local school, a track team. I think that probably helps your social profile as well, huh?
Absolutely. It helps a great deal, and it gets us involved with the community because it's one thing to ask people for help, to help us in Chicago, but I feel like we need to help them in the city that they're in as well. So as we walk across the country, we want to definitely be a blessing to each city that we enter into.
Is there something new happening at the construction site for the center? Where are they in the build right now, Corey?
Oh, man, it's wonderful. They pretty much got it enclosed, and the heat is on the inside. They're putting up drywall. They just hung today, yesterday and today, the glass front. So it's amazing. I'm gonna tweet it out here in a little bit so that people can see it. But the building is coming along really well, and I'm really thankful and grateful for it. And I'm excited for what's going to be done and all the lives that is going to help to change.
How many miles have you walked now, Corey?
I don't know how many we walked total together, but, you know, every day we're trying to walk at least 12.5. Sometimes we get in, sometimes we don't. But all I know is how far New York is to Atlanta, that's how far we've walked so far.
Yeah, I would suggest that you have that number at the ready, either with a pedometer or some sort of mileage marker. We'll look it up. I will announce them when I hang up with you how far you've walked.
And yeah, our guy Rob, who's on our team, he keeps the mileage, so he knows precisely. So he knows exactly, hey, this is how many miles it is. I probably should probably ask him every day, so I'll just have that answer.
Or maybe it'll break your heart. You're like, no, I don't want to know. This is too much. But maybe more important.
That's kind of how I feel. I've been like, Los Angeles is a long way. Let me know when we're halfway.
Well, maybe more important than the miles or the dollars raised, and that's why I want to keep you on the radio through this journey. Go to projecthood.org. You can see videos, you can chart his progress, and you can see the construction site, and you can make a donation. Blessings to you, and safe travels, Pastor Brooks.
Blessings. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks to all the listeners, WGN. We really appreciate it. God bless everybody. Happy New Year.